Well, we greet you all this morning in the name of Jesus. I believe that as I stand here, I stand before God. And I believe that everything I say, God hears, and I am responsible for. And I believe that everything you hear, and you do something with it or nothing with it in your heart, that is between you and God. If God speaks to your heart, you stand before God also responsible. I don't say that as a threat. I say that as this is serious. I thank you, Paul, for the encouragement, the admonition, the inspiration you've given us this morning. It may have seemed a little bit basic in some ways, but isn't that kind of what life is? It's very basic. If we stick to the basics and we stick on the foundation, we can stand there solidly and we can have something that will last. Brother Paul mentioned something about mud puddles. I've had a few mud puddles in my life, more than I'd like to admit. Some of them were my own doing. I chose to walk in them. That's to my shame. But it has been by the grace of God that I have been able to walk out of those things, and He has lifted me to a plane higher than those mud puddles. Hallelujah! I believe we could all say that. I believe we could all say, those of you who have been born again, like Brother Paul was talking about, those of you who have been willing to admit that you've been in a mud puddle and you needed a way out and you found a way out, and you can acknowledge when you look back, you can say, it was by the grace of God that I got out of that mud puddle. Amen? Amen. Give glory to God for those kinds of things. Interestingly, I think it was on the way over here, out here from home, Ann and I forget when we were talking, I forget when it was, doesn't matter. We're talking about, and I'd like this to kind of settle in your hearts this morning. We're talking about this. In my heart, I know I have confessed my Lord, and I have made Him my Lord. I know that. But the question is this, and that's good. Let me go on here a little bit. That's good. God wants us to do that. It's required of God that we make that confession and that profession. But that's not all He wants. He wants it from us, but He wants also for that light to shine out of us. So we ask ourselves the question as we were driving here yesterday or day before. So my life is what it is. I've been blessed. I have many things I'm thankful for. And I've been taught many things. And I live my life in a holy way, or I try to. But the question is this, what do others see? It's a good question for us. What do others see? What do they see? I just give that to you. For as you go about your everyday, daily life, you go to work, whatever you do, what do others see? What do others see? I'm reminded, and this isn't very spiritual here, but I'm going to say it. I think I can make application. I'm reminded of the Gettysburg Address that Abraham Lincoln gave after the Civil War. He stood there on that battlefield, and he said many things. I can't quote the whole thing, but he said one thing he said was this, and I think it's a good thing for us to remember, too. He said, the world will little note nor long remember what I say here, but they will never forget what these men might have said, living and dead, have done here. You will probably not remember much of what I say. But what you do with your life is what matters. That's what matters. How you share it and show it to others. How you respond and who you are before God. That's what matters. I'm reminded also of a story a brother told the other day. He said, there was this church, very proper church. Everybody wore their proper clothes every Sunday. They were clean, they were neat, and everything was in order. It was a good church. They were a church even that talked about ministering to those outside. What happened one Sunday? This man walked in the back door, or the front door, whatever. He walked in and he was dirty, unkempt, uncombed, he didn't fit in that church. But he walked in, and it was full that day, that Sunday. He walked in, and he walked down the aisle, looking for a place to sit as he came. No places to sit. He got up here to the front bench, no place to sit. So he sat down on the floor. Everybody's watching him. And they knew this couldn't be. We can't have that dirty old man sitting up here in the front. Pretty soon they saw the deacon brother, the old deacon brother, and the story the brother told, he said he even had a pocket watch with a chain fob going across here. You know what that's like. He was proper. They thought, well, okay, now we'll see what Mr. Deacon does and see how he does this. And so he walked up there slowly. He was an old man. He walked up the aisle slowly, and everybody was watching him, and that old man with his cane, very painfully, sat down on the floor beside of him. The preacher got up and said the same words I just said. He said, you probably won't remember much of what I say today, but you'll remember what the deacon did. He made that man feel like he was welcome. He made that man feel like he was a part of them. He made that man feel like he could receive something too. Another thing I want to say, that's not my message. Another thing I want to say concerning the things I had to say yesterday. I don't remember how it was brought to me. I think actually a couple different brothers came to me and said something about, but what about those who don't have that heritage? What about those that don't have that running in their blood, like I talked about? I'm sorry you don't. I don't criticize you. You have done nothing wrong, if there's anybody here like that. But let me just encourage you in this. If you don't have it running in your blood, so to speak, start it. Start it. Give it to your children. Let them have it running in their blood. Start it. We have I'm not going to mention any names at all, but we have a family back home that's a real struggle for them. But you've been given so much, and we don't have it. What are we supposed to do? Our answer is, I'm sorry. I really am. But start it now. Give it to your children. Let's all stand together and let's have a word of prayer before we get into our main message here. Lord, this morning as we stand before you, all of us, we're thankful that we can stand before you, that you know us inside out, And you have not asked any more of us than what you have promised to provide us with the power to do. We're thankful for that. We're thankful, Father, for the grace that you gave us, give us, and will give us. And Father, we pray this morning that you, Lord, by your own mysterious way, would speak into our hearts and give us each, Lord, that inspiration, that unction, that anointing that says, yes, I will follow my God. I will do what he asks of me. I will be all he wants me to be, and I'll look up to you, and I'll depend on you. Father, give us all that kind of a heart, that kind of a spirit, that kind of an inspiration, that kind of a power, that kind of a yes, I will. With all the choices I have, I realize, Lord, that we're dependent upon you. So we pray, Father, for the grace to carry out all that you ask us to do. Father, I pray your blessing on this church, this group of people who meet here and are living as best they know how, according to your will. I pray your blessing on them, Lord. May they continue to walk out their beliefs that they learn from your word. May they continue to walk them out. Show to others the power and the glory of God, that you might be honored. I pray in the name of Jesus, our blessed, our glorious Redeemer. Amen. Okay, you may be seated. This morning, I'd like to talk about and to the fathers. If I don't say it when I get done, I intend to. But if I don't, I want to say this. Mama, stand beside your man. We need it. Mama, stand beside your man. We talk about God as a father. We pray to God as a father. And reality is, he is like a father. Now, I'd like to take a portion of scripture, and I'd like to take that scripture, and I'd like to somehow apply it to us as fathers. If you'll turn with me to Matthew, we'll read that portion of scripture. Matthew chapter 6, and we'll start in verse 9. How many of you know, without turning to it, what I'm going to read? You'll soon know. You'll recognize it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, it reads like this. Well, before this, the disciple has asked Jesus how to pray. And he said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That is the portion of Scripture I would like to read from, I would like to take from, I'd like to draw from that and give you fathers not only a responsibility but also a blessing. Now, there is no earthly father who is perfect. Okay. Thank you. You know, when we talk about God as a Father, and we talk about this prayer, and we talk about, you know, we're praying to our Father which art in heaven, and we say these words, hallowed be thy name. None of us are even thinking of or even attempting to take that place. None of us are perfect. None of us are God. We know that. I just want to say that. But I do want to take some of this, some of the principles or the, I'm going to make some application to some of these things that we fathers, that give us fathers some responsibility and also a blessing. And I want to say again, I'm not minimizing mothers. Like I said already, mamas, stand beside the father of your children. We need that. Neither am I idolizing fathers. Fathers are not the ultimate, the epitome of godliness necessarily. They do have a place where they, in some senses, represent God. They do. But I believe also that mamas have a very, very, very vital place in this whole role of family and this whole role of accomplishing what God wants of us as fathers. You have a place. I'd like to look first at verse number 9. And let's look at that. And that I've titled as the honor of fatherhood. Our Father in heaven, he says, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, I'd like to bring it down to us now, if I could. There is an honor of fatherhood that comes with being a father. They deserve reverence, as God does. They deserve respect. We need to give him a place of respect. He is in a place and position of respectability. We can respect him. He's a father. It's what God has done. It's what God has given. Just as we purposefully and in our hearts have a high regard for our Father in heaven, there's a parallel here with the fathers on earth. It's a place for us to, as fathers, again, I'm not trying to put our fathers in the place of God. I just want to bring out some aspects of fatherhood.